Welcome to the Q2 Experience. My name is Marcel Wolf, and I welcome you to Total Health 2002. Our next special international guest speaker is Dr. Dennis Higgins. He has a medical doctorate degree with a specialty in homeopathy. He has also practiced German energetic medicine. He developed with Dr. Patrick Flanagan, the electron meter, which is known as the truth meter for food and supplements. He specialized in bioelectronic Vincent testing of water and manufactures cutting-edge water purification equipment. Today, he is founder of Environmental Technology and is making great strides to improve your health. And now, as individuals, we are going to hear how we can tap into this Q2 water energy system based upon a new quantum resonance theory called quantum mechanics that alters external source of artificial energy into an energy format that is similar in nature and compatibility to the human body.
Thank you very much, Marcel. I used to be an MD that specialized in homeopathic medicine. I was on staff of the Occidental Institute when we introduced energetic medicine from Europe to North America nearly 20 years ago. My view and perspective of energetic medicine today is that there's a new step that's happening, and it's called quantum medicine. It's called quantum energy, and it's absolutely incredible. It has me amazed at what the possibilities. Does everyone think that medicine is really effective, even holistic medicine is extremely effective? How many people are 100% satisfied with the effectiveness of holistic medicine today? Anyone? 100%, it couldn't be better. You couldn't get better results, right? Not a lot of hands, right? But one of the things I'd like to share with you is a theory that I'm working on based on the research that I've been doing that is absolutely blowing me away. And that is that part of this theory is that we were born with electrical energy capacity in our body. If we use a 12-volt battery as an analogy to the energy capacity of our body, it's like we were born with a 12-volt battery. In our society today, the best we have available is a 6-volt battery charger. Normal people are running at 3 volts. People that are sick are running at 1 and 2 volts. We have people that when they're sick, their body's energy, their voltage is so low that there's a device from Russia called the Scanar that measures the energy in the body's meridians. And the doctors that use that device, about 1 out of 30 people, they can't help them. Because the energy flow in their body is so low that they're not measurable at all. But what they found is that when they put that patient whose energy is so low into the device, the Q2 that I'm going to be talking about, their energy is raised up to normal in 35 minutes. But back to why we're all not 100% satisfied with medicine. And I have a theory that because of this battery we have, and we're only using, at best, people in optimum health, people that are at the peak of what we call peak health, they're at 6 volts. They're at 50% of their capacity of what we were born with. The miracle is that we're still walking around, that people are still functioning at 5 and 10 and 20%, that we get by as well as we do. When people are operating at 10% of their capacity. And if you go to a doctor, whether they're allopathic, holistic, whether it's a psychiatrist, a counselor, doesn't matter what they're doing, any kind of therapy they're giving you. And if they could give you perfect therapy, that means that what they give you is exactly what you need, 100%. Everything you need is in their therapy, and they give that to you. How much of that 100% perfect therapy does a person whose body, their body's battery is at 10%, how much of that therapy do they metabolize? Does anybody want to guess? Exactly. 10%. That means that when you go in to see a practitioner, if you see the best practitioner in the world, and you go in with your energy at 10%, you're going to metabolize only 10% of giving you. That's why all medicine, all of the helping professions aren't more effective. It's not because they're not great. That's not the problem. The problem is we can't receive what they're giving us because we don't have enough energy. If we could take that battery and fill it up to 50% capacity, then when we receive the therapy, we will receive 50% of the therapy given to us. And if there was a way we could increase that capacity to 100%, we could receive 100% of the therapy given to us. We would get all the help that we need. But the problem is, as we get sicker, our energy gets lower, we can receive less, so we get sicker and our energy gets lower, so it gets less, and then we're down in the level where those people that can't even be measured because their energy is so low. And we die. A lot of people don't make it because it's a downward spiral that has no way back up. And you see at a lot of shows, you'll see people that have been sick and they just keep going down and they're getting great therapy. But nobody ever realized the first step before any therapy is to increase our ability to receive the therapy as much as possible. That's never been possible before. We've never had that. I make a meter that measures energy in water and food. And you know what I've learned from the hundreds and hundreds of people that have this meter? How much energy is not in our food and the things that we consume. It's very, very difficult to get that energy. So how do we get it? How many people are familiar with the principle of chiropractic? Few people? You understand that chiropractic says that if you can keep your spine straight and keep the energy in your spine moving, that the body, the innate intelligence of the body, that part of the body that governs your heartbeat and all your organisms, the part of you that's responsible for keeping the organism going, if you can keep that flow moving in the spine and not leaking out, then it has the capability to heal everything. How many people believe that? A lot of people, right? I agree with you. But you know what? That's half the story. You know what the other half is? You got the flow flowing, right? In the spine, you got the energy moving, right? How much energy is moving? 10% in some people, but chiropractic knows you've got to keep it moving. But what they didn't know is that how do you fill up your capacity so that the energy that's moving is 100% of the capacity? Someone today whose spine is straight, an average person with a straight spine, is flowing 25% of capacity. That's why we don't have better health than we do, in spite of everything we do. Not only when therapists help us, but when we take vitamins, when we take herbs, all these things, we have to metabolize them, don't we? We have to have energy to metabolize them. It comes back to the number one premise, the most important thing before we take anything, before we get anything, before we see anyone, is how can we open ourselves up to receive the most possible, 100% if possible, right? With the Q2, which is a device made in Australia, invented by a gentleman there called Terry, and I'll have Michael up in a little while to explain more of the history of the Q and Terry and some of the incredible things behind it. This is a gentleman that I'll let Michael tell more, but at 7 years old was building free energy devices. And at 30 years old, he's given us this device, and it's what, 5 years old? So he was 25 years old when he developed this device, in response to someone asking him if he could build something that would heal everything. And he thought about it and said yes. And he did. And this device is called the Q, or the Q2, or the BFE, which means bioelectric field enhancement. There's another analogy I'd like to share with you that explains a little bit how this works. If you were a factory worker in Europe and you became completely depleted, you didn't have any more energy, you were completely wiped out. In Europe, your company will give you 14 days a year of spa time. They pay for you to go to the spa 2 weeks a year. Free. It's not vacation time, this is spa time. And so in Europe, when you become depleted, you have no energy, your energy is very, very low, you can't really function, right? They all do the same thing they've been doing for thousands of years. They go to the spa. And what do they do at the spa? They sit in the water, right? And they soak for days in the water. What are they doing in the water? What's happening? My meter that I mentioned that measures energy, I've measured the energy in the spa. The spa is minus 200 millivolts. That's the 2, 3, 4, 5 times stronger in your living room every other day or whenever you want it. The purpose that it was created to heal people of everything, does it do that? No, it doesn't heal anything. It doesn't detox you. What it does do is charge your body's battery. Eventually, over time, you'll be able to hold up to 100% of your body's capacity. With that fully charged battery, the innate intelligence, that part of you that's running this body, I refer to the innate intelligence as the only true physician. It's the only one in the world that knows what each one of you needs, when you need it, how much you need it. That innate intelligence is different and has a different agenda for each person. That's why when people put their feet in this water and experience this and charge their battery, what that battery power is used by, that innate intelligence, when it uses it, it has a list of things that it would like to do. Like, I'd really like to clean out the colon, and boy, those kidneys, they could sure use some help right now. You know, the different things it would love to do. But you know what? We're giving it 10% of what it needs to do that. So how much of that does it get to do? Very, very little. But if we gave it 100%, what would it do? What is possible if you gave innate intelligence 100% of what it needs to do anything it wants to do? Anybody have an idea? What's possible? Everything. Anything. Chiropractic says, keep the spine flowing and it will cure everything, right? I would modify that. Keep the spine flowing at full charge, and innate intelligence will take that energy and go down its list of what you need done, and it will facilitate everything. This is a world of empowering the innate intelligence at a level that's never been possible before. Chiropractic was really right on, and now we're going to the next step that's going to help it work even better. Does anyone have any questions so far about what I've talked about? The cue, the foot bath, doesn't detox. It charges the battery of your body. Your innate intelligence takes that energy as resource. And if you need to be detoxed, your innate intelligence detoxes you. The cue, it's a foot bath. It doesn't detox you. It gives your innate intelligence the resources to go down its list of priorities for you in the time that it chooses as the best for you. Does that make sense? I just want to share with you, to me, the most incredible thing that no matter what we do, this whole show, everything in our lives, we can change everything we're doing. Physicians that use this technology are finding their standard therapy that they've been doing for 20 years is 2 to 5 times more effective just by putting people's feet in the cue water for 30 minutes before they do their therapy. Lots of doctors in North America are using this, and what's happening for people is exactly what it was designed for. Their innate intelligence is getting the resources it needs, and things are just disappearing. Problems are disappearing. They're just going away. When I got my first unit, the people around me, nobody knew. I asked all kinds of scientific questions, but what is it does and how do you measure it and things like this. And most of the people I encountered said, well, I don't know. I had this terminal disease and I was using it and I just put my feet in it every other day and it went away. And I've got a friend that had a lot of problems and I shared it with them and they put their feet in it for a half an hour every other day and their problem went. Nobody knew how it worked. Nobody cared. They just knew that they got better and whatever it was that was bothering just slowly disappeared and went away and they started feeling better and better all the time. Do you think this is too good to be true? Yeah, so do I. I call it American therapy. No pain, no effort. Anybody who's capable of taking a bucket, putting water in it, putting their feet in the water, putting the array in the water, turning it on, and sitting down and watching TV for a half an hour and taking their feet out. That's literally all you have to do. This is really, really idiot-proof therapy. And the most incredible thing, if I have an MD, a PhD, a naturopath, a chiropractor, and a housewife doing this therapy, the effect of the therapy is the same for all of them. It doesn't matter who is doing it. You just put your feet in the water and you do it. Do you want to hear his question? His question was, if he's on a detox therapy and he's consuming a lot of products, and I'm assuming these products cost a lot of money, right? Everyone know the stories of taking vitamins and people taking the stools and kind of checking the stools in finding the vitamins intact, right? How much did those vitamins cost?
A lot of money.
Right? Chiropractic was really right on. And now we're going to the next step that's going to help it work even better. Does anyone have any questions so far about what I've talked about? The cue, the foot bath, doesn't detox. It charges the battery of your body. Your innate intelligence takes that energy as resource. And if you need to be detoxed, your innate intelligence detoxes you. The cue, it's a foot bath. It doesn't detox you. It gives your innate intelligence the resources to go down your its list of priorities for you and the time that it chooses as the best for you. Does that make sense? I just want to share with you, to me, the most incredible thing that no matter what we do, this whole show, everything in our lives, we can change everything we're doing. Physicians that use this technology are finding their standard therapy that they've been doing for 20 years is 2 to 5 times more effective just by putting people's feet in the Q water for 30 minutes before they do their therapy. Michael? Lots of doctors in North America are using this, and what's happening for people is exactly what it was designed for. Their innate intelligence is getting the resources it needs, and things are just disappearing. Problems are disappearing. They're just going away. When I got my first unit, the people around me, nobody knew. I asked all kinds of scientific questions, but what is it does and how do you measure it and things like this. And most of the people I encountered said, well, I don't know. I had this terminal disease and I was using it and I just put my feet in it every other day and it went away. And I've got a friend that had a lot of problems and I shared it with them and they put their feet in it for a half an hour every other day and their problem went. Nobody knew how it worked. Nobody cared. They just knew that they got better and whatever it was that was bothering just slowly disappeared and went away and they started feeling better and better all the time. Do you think this is too good to be true? Yeah, so do I. I call it American therapy. No pain, no effort. Anybody who's capable of taking a bucket, putting water in it, putting their feet in the water, putting the array in the water, turning it on, and sitting down and watching TV for a half an hour and taking their feet out. That's literally all you have to do. This is really, really idiot-proof therapy. And the most incredible thing, if I have an MD, a PhD, a naturopath, a chiropractor, and a housewife doing this therapy, the effect of the therapy is the same for all of them. It doesn't matter who is doing it. You just put your feet in the water and you do it. Do you want to hear his question? His question was, if he's on a detox therapy and he's consuming a lot of products, and I'm assuming these products cost a lot of money, right? Everyone know the stories of taking vitamins? And people taking the stools and kind of checking the stools and finding the vitamins intact, right? How much did those vitamins cost?
A lot of money.
Right?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Michael Stern. I'm here from Scottsdale, Arizona. About 2.5 years ago, I was in one of those serendipitous situations, being at the right place at the right time unexpectedly. I was at a conference not too dissimilar to this that I wasn't planning on being at, and I was exhibiting for some botanical product with the company I was consulting with. But while I was there preparing for this exhibit, I had a chance to look around, and I saw a device very similar to this sitting on a table, and a couple of other very strange things. there was no information. I had no knowledge at all about what it was all about, but there was something that just captivated my attention about this. And so as soon as the opportunity came, I went up to the booth to get a chance to meet some of the folks that were there and what it was all about. And I had a chance to meet the inventor of this technology, a guy by the name of Terry Scrinjar. He's out of Queensland, Australia, outside of Brisbane. A very, very interesting guy. I spent about 5 days with him, and at the end of 5 days, I was convinced that this was an opportunity to work with somebody that I believed was very, very similar in the way he was able to process and do things to people like Nikola Tesla, Mozart, people that just have this amazing ability to tap into some resource that I can only imagine. How many of you ever heard of Tesla? Tesla had the ability, as you probably know, where he could design things in his mind, actually watch them develop and operate over a period of time. So when he actually wrote things down, they were already perfect. They didn't need to have any editing and things of that nature. Well, when the question was posed to Terry that Dennis was alluding to, about developing a technology that would be beneficial for everybody, that would quote-unquote heal everybody, Terry took about 3.5 minutes or so before he drew out the specifications for this technology and threw those out. Those specifications have never been altered. What he drew out, though, was the specifications in terms of the precise geometry and the precise materials that was necessary to create a field that would do something extremely specific. And that was to allow water, a substance that essentially is the basis of life. This whole planet, we live in an environment of water. I'm trained as a traditional scientist. I've spent a lot of years in traditional scientific research, and we're taught that life is carbon-based. I mean, you probably have heard that. It's the basis of organic chemistry, the carbon backbone. But the reality is that life is water-based. There are properties and capabilities of water that allow for the very existence of life. And so we are designed genetically, the way we are designed to function, and not just we as Homo sapiens, but I'm talking about all life. I'm talking about plant life, animal life. We are designed to assimilate from our environment, from our air, from our food, from our water, a source of energy that we loosely call bioelectric energy or life force energy. It's not the same thing as electromagnetic energy. It's not magnetic energy. This is a form of energy that living systems operate on. We have two power sources that we work with. We all taught in school about the metabolic digestion of food and the Krebs cycle and all the chemical transfer of electronic energy through ATP, but the reality is that we're also designed to assimilate this bioelectric energy. But the problem is where did it go? It's gone. There's very little of it in the air, the food, and the water because of the huge environmental challenges that we have and the fact that we're bathed in all these energy fields that are destructive. They're not conducive to this bioelectric energy. So when the question was posed to Terry, I asked him, I said, all right, what went on in your head that came up with this? I mean, what translated creating something that would be beneficial for everybody into this device? And basically what he said is, first of all, it's impossible to create a piece of technology that will be a source to cure everybody because everybody is completely unique. Everybody has a biological signature that represents them. It's like a snowflake. No two are alike. Everybody has an absolutely unique bioelectric signature that represents them, that represents everything that's happened to them from the moment of conception. And so you can't create something that's going to be the same for everybody. It doesn't matter whether you have 10 people and you put them up against the wall and they got exactly the same symptomatology that may derive a diagnosis from a medical person saying you've got this condition. They've all arrived there through a completely different biological history. So as Dennis was saying, your own innate intelligence knows exactly what got you from point A to point B, knows exactly how you arrived at the condition that you are today. And given the resources and that energy it needs, as well as the raw materials it needs, it's going to be able to take those raw materials and convert it into all the building blocks necessary to do what our body does. Our bodies are miraculous. We don't realize how incredible our bodies are. Literally, every minute of every day, your body is producing somewhere in the order of 200 to 300 million brand new cells. I mean, that's an unfathomable figure. We tend to think of ourselves as very stagnant, the way we think of our cars, that gets old, it rusts, wears out. But our bodies are constantly in a dynamic state of motion. And if you can provide the resources for your body, it knows exactly what to do. We don't have to tell our body how to divide cells, which cells to differentiate from one form into another. Our body knows what to do. The key, though, is giving it the energy. Water has the amazing ability to translate energy from an inorganic form into an organic form. And once your body has exposure to this organic energy, it knows what to do with it, plain and simple. The spas that Dennis alludes to are bodies of water that are in the right proximity of the right geometric configuration, the magnetic fields of the geology, the content of the water, all the various properties are opportune to allow the water to translate the natural magnetic energy into this bioenergy. And then when you're in the water, you're able to assimilate this energy. It's non-invasive. It doesn't directly cause anything. Then your body knows what to do with it, plain and simple. But that's the bottom line. But the only difference between this and something like Lourdes is that if you were to just take this device when it's plugged into the power supply and it provides the unique field that allows this to occur, it would create, if you were just to put that into a body of water and allow it to do that, then you would get something very similar to Lourdes, only it would have more energy potential if you were to measure it, as Dennis was talking about. But what's really unique is that when you get into the water, and you're in the water while this process is occurring, because we are made up of water, and we get into a body of water, that unique signature, that energetic signature that I talked about, resonates into the water, becomes one with the water. And while that translation process is occurring, then your signature is imposed or modulated into that translation process. So that energy is unique to you. That's why you can only have one person in the water at a time. So it's a phenomenal activity. It's a very, very simple technology in the way it works and how it accomplishes what it does. It of itself has no ability to create any effect in your body. It just generates an energy source that your body can utilize. I just wanted to share a few words before I take some questions, a little bit about working with Terry and my experience of him. Terry's a fairly young guy. He's 31 years old now. When he was 5 years old, started, as he's getting to be communicative with other people your age, and he started talking to people and realized that people don't experience the world the way he experiences the world. Everybody thought he was nuts. But he sees energy fields. He sees the way things actually are. We have a tendency to take sensory perception, process it, and then base it against some sort of frame of reference that we have intellectually, and then use that to derive a conclusion about things. But the key to all the spiritual development that a lot of the people are talking about here and the understanding the reality that we are is direct experience, not allowing our minds to interfere with what's actually going on. And he just had the natural ability to see the fields as they were. How many of you have ever seen the movie Phenomena, the one with John Travolta in it? Terry doesn't like me using this analogy, but it kind of reminds me of that. He sees things the way they are, and he understands, more importantly, he understands how these fields interact mathematically and how they're organized. And he's created a form of physics that he calls Q-mechanics. And Q-mechanics, the closest corollary in modern physics would be quantum field theory. But in Q-mechanics, essentially, there are no particles. There are no atoms. There's no protons, electrons, neutrons, quarks, neutrinos. Everything exists as energy fields, and the whole universe is essentially one, and it's just the organization of the same building block. And it's the way those fields are organized that creates everything that we have. And if you understand how to work with those energy fields, then the possibilities about what you can do are truly endless. And I realized that when working with him, and it's true. He did design a free energy device when he was 5 years old. He just knows that, unfortunately, the political climate that exists today would not allow that kind of technology to be out there and to be utilized because there are so many economic considerations that are affected by that. And when he was 17 years old, he was kind of a rebellious teenager. He was an accomplished computer hacker. He never really went through formal education. He kind of dropped out of school, but he was a very, very accomplished hacker. And He ended up getting arrested for computer hacking because he had boasted to a buddy of his, and his buddy was playing on his computer and didn't know that there was a time limit that you could spend in some of these top classified databases. Anyway, the Australian Defense Intelligence Agency went and came and knocked on his door, and they didn't have all these internet laws back then, and basically slapped his wrist and confiscated his equipment. And then about a year later, when he was 18, they went and hired him as a civilian contractor. And he spent a number of years in the world's various intelligence bodies because he has just a completely different way of looking at things and was able to solve problems that their experts had been working on for a long amount of time and wanted to do. And, of course, he fell bored and didn't like all the politics and everything, and likes to say he developed friends with low people in high places and got out of that as much as you can get out. And essentially what happened was, you know, he never really had a chance to talk to people about these kinds of things for the most part. And after he got out of that intelligence world,
he met a couple of people that were doing some research with some more alternative energy things, anti-gravity work and things of that nature. He was a little concerned that some of the stuff they were going to create was very dangerous as far as organic life was concerned. But he met some people he could start to relate to, and that really triggered a sequence of events where there were some people that started studying this concept of Q-mechanics, and this one guy, Lynn Eykamp, who was kind of an eccentric inventor himself, finally went to Terry and said, okay, you know, if you're so smart and this is for real, then let's prove it, let's build something. And this technology essentially was the brainchild of that question. And it's really the beginning of, I believe, a whole series of technology that will be able to do things in a completely different way. This is just the very, very beginning of it. But it's so simple because water has the ability to do this. Life is based on water, and water can translate energy. And if you've got the energy reserves, our bodies already know exactly what to do. It's a very, very simple concept, but usually the most profound things are very simple. Your question? He met a couple of people that were doing some research with some more alternative energy things, anti-gravity work and things of that nature. He was a little concerned that some of the stuff they were going to create was very dangerous as far as organic life was concerned. But he met some people he could start to relate to, and that really triggered a sequence of events where there were some people that started studying this concept of Q-mechanics, and this one guy, Lynn Eykamp, who was kind of an eccentric inventor himself, finally went to Terry and said, okay, you know, if you're so smart and this is for real, then let's prove it, let's build something. And this technology essentially was the brainchild of that question. And it's really the beginning of, I believe, a whole series of technology that will be able to do things in a completely different way. This is just the very, very beginning of it. But it's so simple because water has the ability to do this. Life is based on water, and water can translate energy. And if you've got the energy reserves, our bodies already know exactly what to do. It's a very, very simple concept, but usually the most profound things are very simple. Your question?
Yeah, but in seeing, like, I'm a psychic healer. I can see a lot of things. That's what I do for a living.
And I can just see in her aura, just to share with, I'm sure other people here can see as well, but all the energy coming up her body has been focused on this side, like the female side. So she's releasing here. I'm saying that because you're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually it's worked into her throat, and I could see black stuff, her blocks in her throat being released. And now it's working actually out through her eyes. So whatever blocks have been in her eyes, they're actually being released through there. So it's an amazing process just to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, working on energetic level just to see that.
Thank you.
And very quick, too. As soon as it started, energy started coming up through her body. It's amazing.
The bottom line is this, is that while you're sitting in this field, you're able to have the energy and the space to do a lot. And so I typically hear reports that people who meditate and things of that nature are able to get to a much deeper state or clearer state than they're able to do in the amount of time without doing that. So there's definitely a beneficial effect. And it's the same with various different practitioners. Anything that they've got that's working, they find is enhanced by the process. The field that's created, in actuality, is specifically the absolute field of pure water, of absolute water at the matrix level. That's the field that's generated. So the other things that are in the water essentially don't interfere with that. You can have just any part of your body in touch with the water, even your little pinky, and it's going to give you a beneficial effect in your whole body. So again, just to summarize this, the bottom line is that if you give your body the energy it needs and the raw materials it needs, our body has the ability to carry out its incredible miraculous abilities that's already there. We don't have to consciously tell it what to do. It already knows what to do, and this just gives your body the ability to do it the way it's designed to. So with that, I'd like to thank you. We got to run. I'm going to pass it back to Dennis.
The educational health information presented on this audio tape is strictly for the purpose of preventative health. The person who gave you this audio tape assumes no responsibility, direct or indirectly, for any individual's health. The purpose or intent of this health information is not intended to replace the supervision of your informed health care practitioner or as advice for self-treatment. It is hoped that the information contained in this audio tape will stimulate the thought and encouragement needed for listeners to give themselves the opportunity to experience and enjoy the many benefits of this new important therapy. If you wish to obtain more information or wish to purchase this device, then get in touch with the person who gave you this tape. And last but not least, we wish you and yours the best of health and harmony for the best of times. Bye for now.